It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 7 inbounders, we have 7 outbounders, and we have 9 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we've got high pressure over the northeastern Pacific that's going to promote northerly breezes into the start of next week. Now, we do have, according to the weather mavens, a significant weather system likely to impact our area on Monday. So I'm thinking we might be getting a bit of rain finally. At any rate, the forecast, we'll see how that all unfolds. The forecast for today is north winds 5 to 10 knots, rising to 10 to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 6 feet at 10 seconds apart. And patchy morning fog. And today we'll talk about that big cruise ship in town for the day. She's called the Norwegian Sun. But first, a look at today's ship schedule. We have the CL Century inbound. She came in very early this morning, past Astoria at about 1:30 a.m., arriving from China, headed for the port of Vancouver. I think she could have had wind energy equipment on board, probably got there at about 7:30 this morning. The African Starling was next inbound early as well, passing Astoria inbound around 6:30 a.m., she arriving from China, also headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. Will probably be in the Vancouver anchorage by about 12:30 p.m. The New Ascent is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat there at the Port of Kalama. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and be in Kalama by about 1:30 p.m. The African Blackbird is arriving from China, headed for the Crims Island anchorage upriver, a little bit downriver from Longview. She's going to be picking up wheat upriver, and she will pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. and be in the Crims Island anchorage by about 1:30 p.m. And then we have the Norwegian Sun, our cruise ship for the day, arriving from Seattle. She'll be at the port of Astoria probably by about 10:30 a.m. and be here until about 8 p.m. when she will head back out to sea. The PS Framura, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She was on the schedule to arrive yesterday, but looks like she was delayed a bit and will be coming in past Astoria at about 1:30 p.m., picking up wheat upriver. She'll be in Kalama by about 6:30 p.m. The American Endurance is arriving from San Francisco, headed to Portland. She's a tanker, refined petroleum there. Passing Astoria around 3:30 p.m., she'll be in Portland by about 9:30 p.m. And in our outbounders, we have the Ilovo River leaving Longview carrying soda ash, leaving around 1 a.m., passing Astoria outbound then at about 4:30 a.m., so she was a very early riser today. The Key Hunter leaving Vancouver's anchorage at about 8 a.m. She's on her way downriver now. She has wheat on board. She'll probably pass Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. The Main Soleil is leaving the Vancouver anchorage with wheat on board at about 8 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. The Dongay Star is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there, leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. And the Pan Eldorado is leaving Kalama. I think she came in with coils of steel as her cargo. She'll be leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. So that could mean that she has ballast water. She's taken on ballast water at Kalama to compensate for that cargo, the loss of cargo there, to help keep her stable at sea. The Nord Seine is our next ship outbound. She is leaving Kalama around noontime with wheat on board. She could pass Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. And the Ravni Kotari is leaving Vancouver's anchorage at about 8 p.m. carrying wheat. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 2 a.m. on Thursday morning. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, that includes the vessels at anchor and all of the vessels I just talked about, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and lots of other information. Well, today I thought I would talk with you about the cruise ship that is in town today. That's the Norwegian Sun. We get a bunch of cruise ships in Astoria each year, usually. And they are here generally in the spring and fall. And they, in the past, at least historically, have been transitional cruises as ships are moved in general from summer cruising grounds to winter cruising itineraries. Although Astoria has become a popular port, but we still do only see cruise ships here in the fall and spring so far. Now, today's ship is the Norwegian Sun. She's operated by the Norwegian Cruise Lines. And a little bit about her. She can carry about 2,000 guests. She's 848 feet long. That's not as long as some of the really biggest cruise ships that we see here. She is about 123 feet wide. She was built in 2001, but she was completely refurbished in 2018. And originally, she cost $332 million to build. She has over 900 crew members on board, so there are a lot of people on that ship. She has 13 passenger decks. So here's a little bit about her amenities. She has one indoor and two outdoor pools, a large fitness hall, and a health spa. There are five large whirlpool bathtubs for public use. And she has a couple of, a casino, two international restaurants, and one French and Mediterranean bistro. So these ships are just like floating resorts. That is really what they are. So probably something for everyone on board. You always have something to do when you're there. I think if I were on a ship like this, I'd probably spend a lot of my time at the rail, just looking out over the ocean, just feeling the movement of the ship and just kind of basking in that experience because it's a really special thing for me to be out on the water. So a little bit about something that I find very interesting about cruise ships that not every ship has, but cruise ships are, in general, very relatively new and very high-tech in many cases compared to other vessels. So one thing that they have on board that makes them really unusual is something called a transverse thruster. And that is essentially, I mean, to greatly simplify, a thruster is essentially a tube that runs sideways through the ship, and it has propellers in it that can move the ship sideways if needed. So a really high-tech ship, like some of these cruise ships, have fore and aft transverse thrusters, and that makes them incredibly maneuverable. Traditionally, ships that just have one propeller at the stern, the very rear of the ship, can go forward and backwards. They can go backwards by reversing the direction of the propeller that's at the rear of the ship. But they are just not that easy to maneuver. With the addition of these thrusters in the bow, like I said, and sometimes the stern, it allows the ship to move sideways, which is really something to watch. This ability to move forward, backwards, and sideways helps cruise ships stay in position when they stop offshore in places where they can't drop anchor. That happens sometimes. And they're also very helpful for docking. A ship with thrusters can do kind of a counterintuitive thing. She can pull up next to a dock and then slide sideways with her thrusters until she's right next to the pier. So I think that that is just a really interesting thing that cruise ships can do. Another kind of a ship that has this kind of high-tech stuff are those cable laying and maintaining ships that we see going in and out of the river here. They also have very high-tech equipment on board and thrusters and satellite equipment where they can hover over exact coordinates on the bottom when they're trying to repair or install or maintain fiber optic cable on the ocean floor for internet access. There are some ships in the world that are really cool in that way, and that is a very high-tech aspect of current cruise ships that that I just find very interesting. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.